And now, for your listening pleasure.
Hey everyone, it's Love Day. Let's talk about Love Day. It's here. And I've been doing a lot of reflection on my own loves over the years recently. Therapy opens the doors to memories, good and bad. And in my case, this is a good episode. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, high value woman, and oh yeah, that's right, I'm an author. In 1990, I had just moved to Richmond, Virginia, and it was autumn with many rainy days before the snow would fall. On Saturday mornings, I would wake up, pour a cup of coffee, light my favorite candle, grab a throw and wrap it around me. Then I would sit in my most comfortable chair and listen to Kenny G. I was single and basically alone. And that is how I felt comfort on a dreary day. Over the past weekend, we had a rainy Saturday here in the upstate of South Carolina, and I poured a cup of coffee, I wrapped myself in a warm robe, I lit a honeysuckle-scented candle, and I flipped on Kenny G. I sat back and realized what I had just done. I was back in time. I was back in 1990. But this time, I felt content. 33 years later, after learning to love myself and make myself comfortable, I'm good. Therein lies the difference. I sat there and hugged my knees to me and I smiled. Boy, have I come a long way. And it all began in learning to love myself first. It has been a long and winding road and worth the time it took, I suppose. Although it might have been nicer to have it happen sooner. Who knows? I just know I'm right where I'm supposed to be, so I want you to think about what you do to make yourself feel good. Or think about this. Do you have a ritual you do that goes way back? And while it is a habit, it's a habit because it makes you feel good. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you for being in the zone with Carol. And that's a wrap.